Mike Adams, 63 degrees. Time to head over to the newsroom. Brent Allen has the latest.
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon, Sonoma County. Here are the top stories we are following in the KZST newsroom. Layoffs are coming to Santa Rosa City Schools employees. It was announced by Superintendent Anna Trunell Monday night in a Parent Square message. She did not indicate how many employees, which departments, or which schools would be impacted, only that cuts need to be made to cover their budget shortfall. Following yesterday's news about social advocates for youth transferring dozens of youths to other facilities, today the news is that the 53-year-old organization that serves youth in crisis has laid off its staff and will file for bankruptcy. According to the Press Democrat, employees were given the news at a meeting yesterday. One major donor reversed its pledge of $500,000 after reviewing the organization's finances. SAY then declined to accept the remaining $600,000 pledged by six other individuals. It's unclear right now exactly what will happen to the 63-bed Dream Center on Summerfield Road. Santa Rosa police continue their search for a Ukiah man who is suspected of the shooting death of another man on Barham Avenue in Santa Rosa last week. 21-year-old Nathan Little Bear Hoagland should be considered armed and dangerous. He is described as 5 feet 9 inches tall, with brown hair, brown eyes, and weighs about 160 pounds. Anyone who sees him should contact the Santa Rosa Police Department. We are getting more information about the rescue of 3 people on the Russian River Sunday. The woman in the water has been identified as 38-year-old Lacey Lee Mosher, who apparently became combative and attacked the 2 sheriff's deputies who entered the water to try and save her, leading to them needing to be rescued. Once out of the water, she was arrested on suspicion of threatening police, battery, and being under the influence of drugs, and is also accused of burglary on an unrelated matter. In sports, Brandon Crawford is no longer a Giant. Reports say, pending a physical, he has agreed to join the St. Louis Cardinals. And both the SRJC men's and women's basketball teams will play in the California Community College Athletics Association NorCal Regional Playoffs on Wednesday. The men play College of San Mateo at 5:30 p.m. Then the women take the court at 7:30 against Mission College. And your forecast, mostly clear overnight and cool. We've got mid-30s in the forecast. Also, a frost advisory has been posted from 2 a.m. until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Otherwise, sunny with low to mid-60s. Looks like rain returns by late Thursday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake it off, shake it off. Taylor Swift has surpassed the Beatles for the most weeks spent in the top 10 on the Billboard 200 albums chart. Swift has 3 albums in the top 10 on this week's chart, bringing her cumulative total of weeks in the top 10 to 384. The Beatles had the record at 382. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This time of year is so dark and dreary. Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams, and I can tell you spring will be here soon, and summer. And we both know now is the time to focus on those brighter days. Come with me to Cocus Deco Home. Nothing inspires like new custom upholstery. Now that I have new lighting from Cocus Deco, I can, as the song says, see clearly now. A new sofa, sectional, or mid-century modern chair will really dress up my living room. Cocus Deco Home has a huge selection of fabrics to choose from, including family, pet-friendly, and performance fabrics you'll love. The Cocus Deco design experts will help you with the best fabrics to match your taste and lifestyle. Once you've made those decisions, they'll help you finish the look with custom window treatments. Wow. Go ahead. Now is the time to enhance the beauty of your rooms from every angle. Cocus Deco Home on West Steel Lane across from Coddingtown and online at cocasdiko.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Buzza. You know I was the first to bring sedation dentistry to Sonoma County? What you may not know is that I'm one of the very few dentists that provide conscious IV sedation dentistry in the North Bay. What that means, before I start working on your teeth, I put you into a nice, comfortable slumber. There's no pain, but you can still give me feedback on how you're feeling. And when the procedure's over, you have no memory of what happened. You just took a long nap. It's a game changer for people who are fearful of dental care. Just imagine, miraculously, having the smile you've always wanted without the fear of dental pain. You won't feel a thing. If you or somebody you know would like to learn more about IV sedation dentistry, give my awesome team a call. They'll set up an appointment with me, and you can learn about what our patients are saying. You can find us and make an appointment at SantaRosaDentist.com. That's SantaRosaDentist.com.
All right, Sonoma County's 100.1, KZST, it's 506, another check of the roadways, and CHP Officer Shane Young is here with the details on the ride. How we looking, bud?
Good afternoon. You can expect some slowdowns northbound 101 around Pelham Boulevard North. And we also have heavy slowdowns beginning near 116 in Cotati and continuing all the way to Hearn. Backups start on southbound 101 just north of Fulton, and they end around Todd Road. Eastbound 12 is moving slow, coming out of Sebastopol all the way to Llano Road. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me, baby, if you need a friend. I just wanna give you love. Come on, come on, come on. Reaching out to so take a chance. No matter where you go, you know you're not alone. I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. I just wanna set you free. Come on, come on, come on. You and me can make it anywhere. But for now, we can stay here for a while. Hey, 'cause you know, I just wanna see you smile. No matter where you go, you know you're not.
Warriors are in action right now. They're in Washington taking on the Wizards, and they're up by 2, 60-58 so far.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like
call. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way we rock it, so don't stop that.
Radio station is just a mouse click away at work.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Listen to us on your computer at KZST.com.
Welcome.
100.1 KZST.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you, I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry but then remembered I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand. Cherry red, match the roses that you lay.
started to cry, but then remembered
KZST, it's Mike Adams, 517 on the ride. Time to get you up to date and up to speed. Another check on the roadways with CHP Officer Shane Young. Shane, how are we looking so far, bud?
Well, we do have an accident on US 101 northbound near Baker Avenue. That's causing some significant slowdowns all the way to SR 116. CHP is on scene for that and working on getting that cleared up. We still have traffic southbound from Fulton to Baker Avenue. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
If you live in the city of Santa Rosa and have children 5 and under, we have some great news from First 5 Sonoma County. First 5 Futures is a program that provides a free college savings account of up to $700 to eligible children age 0 to 5. It's never too early to start saving for your children's college education, and First 5 Sonoma County makes it easy. First 5 will make an initial deposit of $500 for every eligible child. Families participating in the program have the opportunity to receive an additional $200 in incentives for completing activities that support your child's well-being. Apply today at first5sonomacounty.org and start saving for your children's college education now. First 5 Futures, making young children's futures brighter, one account at a time. Enroll for this free college savings program today. Visit first5sonomacounty.org. For kids, for families, for Sonoma County. Talk, read, sing. It changes everything.
Hi, I'm Brad Burgum, CFO of Poppy Bank Epicenter. Poppy Bank is a true community partner. There's nothing like dropping by Poppy Bank in downtown Santa Rosa and being greeted by name with a smile. These kinds of relationships are invaluable for local small businesses like ours. Thanks to Poppy Bank, we have recovered from the shutdowns and we are in a great position to thrive.
Poppy Bank has been named Best Business Bank for a reason. Bank with a financial partner who lends locally. Visit poppy.bank for more information. POPPY.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey there, Sonoma County residents. Are you or a loved one navigating the process of aging or living with a disability? We have some fantastic news for you. Introducing the 2024 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory, your go-to guide for support and services in Sonoma County. Imagine having a roadmap right at your fingertips, connecting you to a wealth of resources designed to make life easier and more enjoyable. For information, go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org.
100.1 KZST.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams, 523 on the ride. It is going to get downright chilly tonight. Snuggling weather, I'd like to say. 37 on the overnight. Frosty start tomorrow with sunshine in 64. 62 now at 100.1 KZST.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy. There's a house we can build. Every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I compile.
County's feel-good radio station, where feeling good happens every day.
What more could you want?
Nothing. It's perfect.
KZST.